So how many people do we have here? 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have 12 people here. Should I be offended that more people aren't here? Is that not a rejection? I've been here for 5 years. Where's the rest of the people? Should I be offended they're not here? Does that mean what I'm doing has no value?
It has terrible value to those.
How many people come and leave and don't ever come back?
Oh, I'm sure over 5 years, lots.
How many YouTubes say, what the F is this? Yeah. Or is this second grade? Or, because I was repeating. Or, I don't know, there's other comments that I don't remember them all. Should I buy into that story, or should I hold true to what I know?
Certainly hold true to what you know, because many of us find so much in it that we keep coming.
And tapping. You know, probably 300,000 people signed up for the Tapping World Summit. 300,000 out of 7 billion is a teeny tiny percentage. Does that mean we should believe what we're doing is not of value?
No.
You know, you can take it personally or you cannot. And my favorite story is the one where I believe it's a violinist. And he goes to his teacher and he says to his teacher, he goes, do I have what it takes to be the world's greatest violinist? And the teacher says, no, you don't have it. So he quits and he walks away. And later, he goes to a great symphony of the world's greatest violinist. And here's this colleague, this student that he knew at the time. And he's playing. He's like, I'm better than that. And so he runs down his teacher and he says, I don't get it. I'm better than this guy. You told me I wouldn't make it. Because I told him the same thing.
Wonderful.
So where's the line where you start standing in your own authority? Where's the line where you believe your own life story bigger and better in your own knowing, your own intuition, your own strength, and your own courage, more than is defined by normal society? Are we not in evolution? Is evolution not about being the round peg in the square hole? Or the square peg in the round hole? Or creating the new hole so you'll fit? Good question, huh? So who is she to judge your writing when you've written numerous articles that were well received?
Yeah.
So do you want me to tell you who she is?
Do you know her?
No, but I can tell you who she is.
All right, tell me who she is.
She is your remaining ego doubt that you may step forward into greatness.
All right.
Don't we all know her? Mm-hmm. Everybody know her? And does she not come forward in every person you meet by questioning you?
She is your what?
She is the last remaining piece of your ego that questions. May you go forward. And you said to us earlier, you said, you know, I've been asking. I forget exactly how you worded it. You said, but I've been asking to see where I don't have clarity. Hello? Why did you ask that?
Whoa.
In the new year, when all the energies are responding quickly, that's like, oh, hello, whack!
Whack. Yeah. Yeah, I see it now. It's a piece of me that has to be addressed. Needs to be addressed. Wants to be addressed.
But may I give you all a bigger picture? So I'm going to backtrack you just a little bit to help your mind grasp this. All right? So I want you to think, because some of you have heard this before here in my classes, I want you to think. Think of your parents when you were born. Maybe even in Thursday. Think of your parents when you were born. What consciousness level were they at? No judgment here, just their consciousness level. What level when you were born? Think of your parents' age when you were born. Now you don't remember when you were born what they were like, but you kind of have an idea. Right? Think of their consciousness level, the culture they lived in, the gender rules, what was expected, the freedom they had. I tell you, my mother didn't have half the freedoms I have at all. She did not have the choices I have today as a female. My father did not have the choices my husband has at all. So think of the consciousness the vibration of the earth that they were born into, whether it's this country or another country. Think of that. Now think of when you were born, what vibration they were in, what consciousness level they were in. Kind of got a picture, an idea? Can you feel the limitation? Okay, that's the consciousness your soul was most familiar with when you were born. Now think of who you are sitting in this room today. Are you going to tell me that you haven't been through unbelievable consciousness shifts? Are you going to tell me you haven't thought questions that your parents couldn't even make up? That you aren't still questioning beyond the consciousness level that they can accept? So how is that possible in one Earth lifetime? You have human DNA. You are cellular. You're dense. You have all of mass consciousness history programmed into your consciousness and your DNA. Have you not gone above and beyond what is normal for one human lifetime? Kind of with me? A little bit? All right. So take a breath. There's more. So what if this is the second coming? What if this is the time that has been prophesied throughout all cultures? That this is the second coming of Christ consciousness? Not the second coming of Christ where it's left behind series. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what if mankind has always been an experiment of consciousness in human form? You with me? Mankind is an experience of consciousness in human form. Human form that knows jealousy, resentment, need of approval. Human form that knows what it's like to be reprimanded. That knows what it's like to be punished when they have not been wrong. That knows what it's like to be betrayed, to be abandoned, to be lost, to be devastated.
Abused.
Abused. What if that is your conscience, that is your physical makeup, and yet you've come in at a unique time on Earth where we are the only generation in all time and all history, except for when Jesus Christ was on the Earth, or Buddha, or you know, there's been other teachers. But what if we are the only generation that's here to really shift out of the victim paradigm into knowing our own authority? Well, were you expecting it would be roses? Were you expecting there to be a manual? What if we're here to be the ones who consciously say, wow, it's that freaking hard. Hey, I'll do it anyway. What if that's who we are? Our children are already different. Our children already have an experience nobody on Earth has ever had. Our children are already connected globally. Do you know our kids today even cross-gender dress? Half the time you see people and you're like, is that boy or girl? They don't even have the consciousness we were born in, much less our parents were born in. So it's not them. It's us. It's us. What if we're the ones to get personally attacked and not take it personally? How would you actually shift that if it didn't happen? If you weren't personally questioned and called to the mat about what you believe, how would you shift it? How would you find your voice to say, wait a minute, I know what's right for me right now. Could change tomorrow. Could change in 10 years. But today, I'm freaking owning me. And my article was darn good. You don't have to like it. You just need to correct my speller, grammar, and that's it. Period. Nobody asked your opinion.
No, that's very true.
She's an editor. She doesn't get an opinion.
Yeah.
Spelling is by a book. Grammar is by rules. There is no opinion.
Yeah, there's no opinion.
If she can't edit it, that's her chaos, not yours.
I see that now. I didn't see it.
Well, I wouldn't call her and laugh. What are you thinking?
Yeah, she opens up the transmittal relating all of her problems.
Yeah, so you have a choice. Who are you in this new opportunity of Christ consciousness? Are you the one who can say, you are freaking crazy, that's not what you're paid for? Or are you the one who'd say, wow, seems like we have a paradigm difference. Would you like to know more, or would you like to just correct my grammar and spelling?
I have no idea where she's coming from.
At all?
But she opens up with her problems and the fatigue and all this stuff.
There's no critique. It's grammar and spelling. Yeah. It's editing.
Yeah, she's merged a lot of things in the feedback. I know in the airlines. I know in the airlines, the cabin attendant says, "You'll never understand most of the passengers, so get over it."
And who would want to?
Yeah,
and
I've had some friends that trained as stewardesses and so forth. They said, "That's the first thing you tell them." Don't try to understand them. You can't get in their heads. It's only a two-hour flight.
And if you do get in their heads, you're going to pay a high price. Because we're not here to be in everybody's head. Only our own.
Well, people that would do cabin service are nurturers, but it's...
Or nurses, or firemen, or policemen. They get in the people's head that they work with, and they ruin their lives. If you don't stay in your own head, you pretty much mess up your life.
Yeah.
And how many of us have been hurt by people who wouldn't stay in their own head? Tried to get in our head. How many of us have been hurt by that? How many of us have told us we're not thinking right, we're not choosing right, we're not believing right, we're not... They don't belong in our head.
And there's, with all this change, there's so many people who resist change without even thinking through it or where it would go. They just want it like it was, or if they thought it was.
Yeah, they crucified Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And Buddha thought, you know, the way he's got to be suffering, so he wouldn't explore that intensely. And then he decided, well, maybe not. So what if we're all playing in a new paradigm where it's a choice? You gonna man up and step in your own authority? Man up. Or for us girls, put your big girl panties on. And show up and say, nope, this is my truth today. You can come with me for an awesome ride, or you can stay over there with your stinky attitude. But no, thank you.
But the Aquarian age is not about fitting in. And so much of society is you fit in. You know, do you dress right? Do you speak right? Do you eat right? Do you do this and that and the
other? What has every healer and every teacher struggled with? Fear of being persecuted. Because we're the ones healing that shift. Nobody said, hey, come on to Earth and have a rocking good time. No, I don't think anybody said that. You know, you can have a rocking good time, but it's going to be countered. It's only awesomely good because you've known the opposite. But is that not the truth? Are we not here to clear the belief in pain, the belief in low self-worth, the belief in we're going to be persecuted? I recently gave a coaching student an assignment. Go read about 10 successful people and find out their sad story and their difficulties.
Mm.
Then come talk to me.
Mm.
So what if this is your greatest challenge in this decade of your life? An editor who, Holly, has never read astrology.
No, and doesn't know me, and you know, now that I see this in context.
And that was not a professional response.
No.
At all. That is somebody saying, oh my God, the energies are changing. I'm drowning. Oh, let's pick on him. That might be a lifeline.
And it is Valentine's Day. Maybe she got dumped.
That's true.
Oh, no.
Could be her first Valentine's Day alone,
yeah.
Single, or her 20th alone or single. Wait on that.
It was amazing because never having met her, don't know her name, don't know anything about her, how I surrendered.
Selling out.
A six-year-old that somebody said they're leaving with.
Or it's Judas selling out. You can play whatever level you want. It's the wounded child, it's the frightened adult. You get to pick.
Well, thank you, Helen. That's a wonderful exploration of my ego, which I hadn't thought about in these terms.
So let me just share with everybody my opinion. It's all my opinion. I can believe it. But this is what's happening on Earth. And your ego's going to be freaked out. And your ego's going to say, but no, really, it's harder for me. Really. Really, it hurts. And it's like, you might want to answer, I'm not killing you off, I'm not abandoning you, I'm not betraying you. I'm inviting you into a different consciousness. And the old story that fit is not the story that fits today. Like there was a time just a few months ago, just a year ago, where it was about finding the wounded child. It was about recognizing our sorrow and our loss and our betrayals and our fears. But that is not what it's about today. Today it's about stepping into personal authority. If everybody was to own your own authority in a sincere and powerful way, there would not be the suffering on earth today. And in our consciousness and in our planetary times, all things that have not worked are being called to truth. You will see great breakdown in our government, in our health systems, in our businesses, in our families, in our religions, in our socioeconomic setup. Everything that's not working is called to task. And that is true within you also. So instead of looking at it as a failure or as an insult, look at it as an, yeah, let's break that baby down and rebuild better.